Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, we are sharing on a title, Priests and Temples. Priests and Temples. Amen. Amen. Question, why do we pay attention to the Bible and its detail? Why do we come to church? It's important. Open your Bible, Psalm 73. Psalm 73, verse 17. In Psalm 73 from verse 1, you see a man, just a man like you and I, David. This man saw what was going on in the world. He saw what was happening to people that were not even believers. He saw that they were actually doing better than him. In fact, he admitted that he was envious. He was concerned. He was petitioning God, what's going on? Why is all of this happening to them? It looks like they're having a good life and we are following you, seeing we were struggling. He said something in verse 17. And I just want to understand why we're here. He says, until I went into... Are you there? Psalm 73, verse 17. Until I went into the... Okay, I want you to be there. Psalm 73, verse 17. Are you there now? Uh-huh. Until I went into the... Sanctuary. Church. Until I went into the...
Sanctuary.
What happens in the sanctuary? And I... So, listen, understanding. So the knowledge of God's word is what we feed in the sanctuary. What is the aim of that? That men may understand. And in understanding, they do better. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This man is saying, until I was thinking wrong thoughts, behaving in a particular way, until I got into the sanctuary and I understood. Amen. Praise God. So understanding, let me say something to you. If you want a man to change, you can't nag him. And when I mean man, I'm talking man and woman. Amen. What changes a man's behavior is what? Understanding. A man understands better, he will do better. People are always fixated on fruits. Be fixated, meaning they are fixated on what people do. No, leave what people do. Get to understand what they understand. If you change a man's understanding, how many people know that we did not send out a particular message this morning saying, you're coming to church, everybody, please ensure you wear clothes. Amen? Amen. How many of us are wearing clothes here?
Yes,
we didn't give you that announcement. We don't need it. We don't need it because you understand better. Yes, amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
You are not a horse or a hippopo. Amen?
Amen.
You know, horses and hippopos, they go anywhere how they came into the world. Praise God. But you understand. That's the point. Understanding drives behavior. Amen.
Amen.
So when you want to make people act better, you feed them with the truth. Amen. Jesus was speaking in the book of John 8, verse 32. He said, you shall know. You shall what?
Know
the truth. And what will the truth do? The truth has the capacity to do something. Verse 31 says, John 8, verse 31, if you continue in my word. So his word is his truth. Amen. If you continue in it, something will happen to you. If you continue, you will know. And when you know, you'll be free. And as you're free, you act better. Praise God. Church, praise God. So we are looking at this teaching, priests and temples. So we have to go back. What was God's plan? Say, tell your neighbor, God has a plan for you. You know, you must understand that you are not that person that just came around here by mistake. No. God is too intentional. Like I always say, even project managers in the city are too intentional to plan a project and they will not take in every other particular thing that could happen. God is too intentional to have beings, as many as we have, without having a plan for them. Amen and amen. So God has a plan for me. What's God's plan for you? It's there. Exodus 19 verse 6. Exodus 19 verse 6. Let's start off there. Exodus 19, verse 6. If you don't understand who you are and God's plan for your life, you will not know how to live. You will abuse your life. How many people know that abuse is bad? Physical abuse. Which other one do you know?
Emotional
abuse. Which other one do you know? Mental, spiritual, sexual. Like all of these are, when you hear that someone has abused, you'll be like, wow, you don't like it, right? But do you know that human beings abuse themselves when they don't know who they are? What does it mean of abuse? Put to abnormal use. So the only way you, that's why you must understand this thing. The only way to live rightly, or you know you are living rightly, regardless of how you are living now, is to know who you are, why you are here. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Church, praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Have you seen people abuse a car before?
Yeah.
What does that mean? You can buy a car and then you just, you know, you put a, what do they call that? Is it a car cover on it? And then from where I come from in those days, you can use it to spread your clothes. Is that the reason for that Bugatti? No, but that's what are you doing? So the car has the capacity of throttle to like 140 kilometers per hour. But what is it doing? It is being used to spread your clothes. Abuse. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So while the car has many beautiful things it can do, it's not fulfilling its potential because it's being abused, because most likely the person didn't know what it can do, and so it's just living it to live anyhow. That's why you must know why you're here. What you're doing is a function of you understanding why you're here. Well, Exodus 19, verse 6. Okay, look at verse 4. Hey, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians. Are you following? How I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, I will, if you would obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be a church. You shall be a kingdom of priests and an
holy nation.
These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. What was God? I need to be careful as you listen to me now, because so that you don't go and say, Pastor Daniel said there's no Israel. Follow what you just read. Now, this is God speaking to the children of Israel. Before we get to you, we want to get to Israel. What was God's plan for the children of Israel? Is there. Yes, what is the plan of God for Israel, the nation Israel? What was God's plan? That nation will be a kingdom of
priests.
What else? A holy nation, right? What did that mean? God, I want to paraphrase saying a lot of things at the same time because I want to get to you. God's plan and purpose for Israel physical was that they will be the people through whom the world will know God. Amen. God promised their father, Abraham, that through him, Jesus will come. Amen.
Amen.
Then God now says to the people that Abraham gave back to, this is my plan. I want you to be that one. Through you, other people will come to know about me. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
But the point is this. The children of Israel rebelled against God's ways. So God's plan was the children of Israel will be a kingdom of priests. Did God want Israel to have one priest?
No.
Amen. So was, terrible grounds, funny grounds. Was it God's perfect will that the lineage of Levi would be the only priest around?
No.
What was God's original plan? Everybody will be what? Priests. It will be called a kingdom of priests. A holy nation. Those people have a peculiar assignment. And what did they do? They said, we're not doing this. We're not doing it. They rebelled on God. And God, okay, so then what would Israel be? I'm moving too fast. Okay, what is a priest? Let's take it gently. Who is a priest? Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1. Who is a priest? Are you in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1?
Yep.
Are you there now?
No.
I would have thought that because you use all these computer Bibles, you're faster than I am. Amen. Am I beating you, Victoria, to with your computer Bible? Okay. Hebrews 5, verse 1. Are you there?
Yes.
For every
high priest
is taken from? Taken from? And is ordained for,
amen.
Okay, in the things pertaining to
God,
that they may offer both gift and
sacrifices.
So what is the role of a priest? A priest is a person whose assignment is to serve other people. In serving other people, we say he's serving God. So the intent of the priest is to serve. Are we getting it? The intent of the priest is to serve other people. Let's take it back to Israel. What was God's plan for Israel? They were to serve other people. Who will be the other people? The nations, the Gentiles. Thank you very much. But they rebelled on it. God's plan was that the children of Israel were to be the preachers, the ministers, the servers. That's God's original plan. But God's got a people who will not follow him, follow his way. That's why he said, if you will follow my way, follow the covenant. They said, no, we are not. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. So we have a people who actually were meant to be a type and shadow of what the church is today. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in the eyes of God, who is the real Israel today? Hold on, hold on, hold on. So Israel are a people called out to serve other people. So all of God's plan, all of Israel, they were to be what? Priests. Assignment to serve other people. Amen. Amen. Galatians chapter 6. Men serving men. God's plan. In men serving men, we see God's plan. Galatians chapter 6. Are you in verse 15? Are you there? For in church, in who? In Christ Jesus, there's neither circumcision. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth. Amen. In the Old Testament, was there something called circumcision? In the New Testament, does it mean anything? No. But from a medical point of view, is circumcision good for men? Yes, so we hear from the medical. Fola? Yeah, correct. It doesn't matter. It's good. Amen. Praise God. So they say for circumcision is good. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, let's continue. It says, for in Christ. So why did God preach through Moses that circumcision should be done? Remember, Moses was a prophet talking about what is to come. So while he would say, let us circumcise the men, he was speaking about a time when God will circumcise the heart of men. So when you have believed the gospel, as circumcision happened, where does circumcision happen? Your heart. Who circumcises the heart? The Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost entering into you, removing the foreskin of hardness of heart and unbelief, is the same thing he was trying to use with the foreskin of a man's private. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? That's why. So today, so in those days, they will say, if you are not circumcised, you will be destroyed. What does it mean today? If you do not believe the gospel, you are, you perish. Does it make sense? Am I too fast? Am I too fast?
No.
I've not gotten to where I'm even going to. Look at verse 15. But in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new. What is God's plan for everybody in the world? What is God's plan for everybody in the world? To be new. Ah, Fola is looking at me like, God, everybody talk so I can continue with you. Amen. What's God's plan for everybody? To be, but it says it's not about circumcision or uncircumcision. Forget those physical things. That's why people struggle with the gospel today. They are bent on the physical things. God will tell you the reason for the oil was because I was trying to tell you a spirit will dwell within you. Someone say, Pastor Dio, do you minister with an anointing oil? If a brother says, if you please minister to me with anointing oil, if you don't minister to me with anointing oil, I will not be healed. If I lay hands on him, you will not be healed. Are you getting it? I'll pour the oil and I'll lay hands on him and you'll be healed. What will be blocking me? His mind. But the point is, what's God's will? God gave those symbols to men because he was talking about something else. So say this to your neighbor, in the New Testament, the symbols are gone. They were pointers to a Jesus and the Holy Ghost that will come. That Jesus, that Holy Ghost has come. He lives in us. He lives in us. Heaven now dwells here. I'm not going to heaven. Say it well. I am not going to heaven. Stop. You know, if we cut the message now, there's trouble. Why? Believers don't go to, they are born in. Our gospel talks about a kingdom. Remember we started from kingdom of priests. God deals with kingdom. That same way, the same kingdom is called family. Amen. Say family. So we are kingdom brethren. So you can't get tired of me. Why? After here, we are still here. I mean, when Jesus comes, let's say this way. Jesus comes and says, it's all over. My wife can say, ha, finally, I'm no longer married to him. But she'll still meet me there as brother. She might leave, honey. I'm now Brody. You can't get rid of me that easily. It's what eternal life does. Are you hearing? Our brethrenhood is eternity stuff. It doesn't end. Amen. 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 Church, amen. Amen. Praise God. Look at it. It's in verse 15. It says, neither circumcision, but uncircumcision, it means nothing, but a new creation. As many, verse 16, as walk according to this rule. What does he say to them? Peace on them and mercy upon thee. Who is the Israel of God? The new creation is the Israel of God. So the plan of God that God was trying to actually bring to pass through the lineage of Abraham, which is even the children of Israel that we call Israel today, that they rejected. That reality is found fully expressed in the church. Amen. Say, I'm the Israel of God. I'm the Israel of God. Church, I'm the Israel of God. Okay, look at 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. You will see the exact same thing that was said in the book of Exodus that we're just reading. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But ye are a... Did you hear peculiar in that Exodus verse as well? The Exodus 19, did you hear it? It says a royal, church, a royal. When did God, is this the first time God is saying it? Who did he first say it to? The Israelites. What did they do? They rejected it. Who is the church? The church is the fulfillment of God's plan.
Amen.
So when you believe the gospel now, who are you? You are part of that chosen generation. Some will say, I'm Gen E, I'm Gen X, me, I'm choosing generation. Amen. Everybody knows what they call them. I don't have a problem with you. Caris will always tell me, I'm Gen, what are you? Gen. Yeah, Gen Z, I mean, I'm choosing generation. Praise God. It says, but ye are a chosen generation, a what? Royal. A what?
Royal priesthood.
Why is it talking about royalty? Because it's about a kingdom. You know, in the kingdom of men, royalty is for some particular people. Are you hearing it? So you hear Prince Williams. You are not like him. Amen? Amen. Are you like him, Timmy? You are not like him. You are not like him. If he comes to this road now, you know that you are not like him. Everybody, so if you can get near, you won't take a selfie. You will not change your DP. Nobody. Okay, no, let's go there. But you are not like him. He's peculiar. He's different from every one of us. In fact, we used to hear, I can talk about my sister. In those days, the queen cannot shake you with her normal hand. She is not your mate. It's not the same skin. So she will wear gloves so you don't contaminate her with your normalness. She's royal. Are you hearing? She's not one of us. We know. She knows. We're not arguing. So it's called the Kingdom of Britain. Great Britain. In that kingdom, there are people that are members of the kingdom, but they are not like the king, the queen, and the royal family. So there is royal family and other people in the kingdom that are not royal. Kingdom of men. But that's not God's kingdom. In God's kingdom, God establishes a spiritual aristocracy, and he brings all of us to the table. How many of us are priests? All of us. How many of us are royal? All of us. Praise God. Church, praise God. Yeah, that's it. How many of us have the Spirit of God?
All of
All of us. How many of us can do ministry? All of us. Amen. Why? God's plan is to expand that kingdom. Amen. Church, amen. Church, amen. Look at it. It says in verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. What else?
And holy nation.
A what?
Peculiar
people. What is your assignment? Now stop. The assignment of these royal people, these priests, this holy nation. Someone say holy nation. What is holy nation? A nation. What's the meaning of holy?
Set apart.
Set apart unto a particular thing. That's the meaning of holy. So when we say holy nation and they say we are a holy nation, what is it saying? We are set apart unto a specific peculiar purpose that God determines, not you. Amen?
Amen.
So he says we are set apart to do what?
Show forth.
What is the word show forth? It's the word exagelo, if you're good with Greek. What does that mean? To proclaim, to tell, to announce. So God's plan has, from the get-go, God has had a plan. From before Adam, God has had a plan. God's plan was to spread his kingdom, spread his nature, spread his life. God's plan. Amen. I don't want to get troublesome. Amen. So when God would say in maybe Genesis 1 verse 28, be fruitful and multiply. While I know people say that it has a physical connotation, what was on God's mind? Adam, spread, take the glory and do what? Spread it. So when people talk about be fruitful and multiply, whilst most of the time they have a baby in mind, God's mind is that baby that is born when you preach the gospel. Are you hearing me? Church, are you hearing me? Be fruitful. Multiply. What do you want to do? Replenish the earth. Why? With glory. So God's plan for Adam was that Adam would be a priest. Who are priests? Men that serve men. When they are serving men, we say they are serving God. But to be a priest, you must be born. Let's speak your normal English. You must receive God's life. So all those stories, should I get very technical? All those stories of God saying that, let us send him out of the garden. Are you following me now? Let us send him out of the garden. It's because a man must believe the gospel before he can proclaim it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Church, are you getting what I'm saying? He did not, so you cannot do ministry, meaning you cannot be a preacher. You cannot serve other men if you don't receive the lives that make you serve. So the point is, it's not about maybe God is angry, God put angels, God, and all of those kind of things. It's about the fact that, bro, you cannot be in Eden. Meaning, you cannot till the land. Should I go for that? You cannot plant seeds. Should I go for that? You cannot preach to other men if you have not received that life. Amen. Church, amen. Church, amen. So now we see the story of priests. So what is God's mind? God has always been interested in priests. Finally, by Jesus Christ, he creates a kingdom of priests. He says, you are that priest. Praise God. Church, praise God. We're going to go quickly to Genesis because I want to get into you. We have not really gotten there. We'll go to Genesis chapter 14. We see the story of the one of the first priests mentioned in the Bible, in a man called Melchizedek. So who will Melchizedek be? We're in Genesis 14. We are in verse 18. Who will Melchizedek be? Because you know who a priest is. Melchizedek will be a priest, a man who does what? Serve other men, and he will be serving God. Amen. Who is Melchizedek? Look at verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of, so he was a king, Jerusalem, Salem. Amen. Praise God. He brought forth bread and wine. Amen. Do you know what that means? That he put bread and wine there. Who is the bread? Church, who is our bread? that we eat and we never get hungry anymore. Who is our bread? Jesus. Who is our wine? That we drink and we're never thirsty. So Jesus is the food we eat. So how did Moses put it there? How did Melchizedek put it there? He brought forth bread and wine. So Melchizedek was a preacher of the gospel. Please follow me. I'm trying not to be technical, but I want to just get somewhere. And verse 18. And was a priest of the Most High, and he blessed him and said, where do we see Melchizedek's ministry? He does what? Bless. What is that word bless? He preached. So Melchizedek preached to who? Abraham. He blessed and said. Are you following me? He said, blessed be Abraham, the possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thee out of the hands of thine enemy. So this man was a priest that was preaching. Let me come back to you. Are you a priest? Church, are you a priest?
Yes.
You are part of the royal priesthood, the chosen generation, sent forth to show God's light because you have come out of darkness. And we see the first priest. What did the first priest do? The first priest preached. So as a priest, what is the first thing that we see that you will do? You preach. Spread forth the light. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
Hey, amen.
Amen.
Spread forth the light. So you write it down. As a priest, this is all intro. Though I'm about to conclude. As a priest, don't fall for debate. It's not true. As a priest, I preach. You will have taken good notes now. So as a believer, in your prayer, you'll be like, Lord, who am I to reach? How am I to reach them? You have a thriving ministry. You only take it seriously because you don't take it seriously because you think before you can have a ministry, you have to have a name around it. Do logo and all of that. No. We have a ministry. We are all priests. And our responsibility is to spread the light. Spread the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is counting on you for the expansion of his kingdom. And what am I going to do? I will preach. What else do I do? So that it makes sense. Look at the book of Hebrews chapter 5. We are looking at what do priests do. Hebrews chapter 5. Say, I would preach. Come on, I will preach. Are you in Hebrews 5? Huh? Are you in Hebrews 5? All right. Look at verse 6. And he said also in another place, thou art a priest for. Will a day come that Jesus will no longer be high priest? Will a day come that you no longer be priest? Church, would you ever be disqualified from your priestly role now that you have believed the gospel? Why? We are priests. How? What makes our priesthood forever? The Jesus that is the high priest forever. You can't sack my boss. You can't sack me. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
Now, let's see what priests do. Verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, who is he talking about here? Jesus. When he had what? Church, when he had what? Offered of prayers and supplications. If Jesus is a priest, follow me, and priests serve men. If Jesus was praying, who will he majorly be praying for?
Men.
That's why they're talking about his priesthood ministry. He says, he offered it, meaning that ministry is something that gets you emotional. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
I'm not, it happens, it may not happen to you. But you know what? Ministry gets to you that in the place of, oh my God, people are going into darkness. Oh my God, people should get to know the truth. It breaks you within. That's what makes us. He says, he shouted. He cried, Lord, that demon. That's, yeah. Strong cries with groanings. Look at it. It now says here. It says here, with strong cries and groaning and tears. So Jesus wept. So Jesus shows us the proper use of tears. Amen.
Amen.
I thought you said you're a follower of Jesus. Proper use of?
Tears.
You know, I have no problem with it. I'm just giving the example. And it's God that called me. I didn't call myself. So he's the one that knows. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, I'm not against you tearing up. But start using your tears rightly too. He said, no. You see, when it comes to me, really, I'm just one strong being. I just don't do all of those things. When it comes to church, let's just pray and let's just keep it calm and cool. They now break your heart as a woman. Hey, you shall not be well with... Sorry, they say we should not curse. Oh, and you're crying. So you have tears. So there's a part of you that is emotional. It just meant the gospel has not gotten there. Because what, see, emotions don't have a favorite. It's what gets to you that triggers it. Amen. Say, nah, that man, that breakup, it means nothing to me. Yeah, you are being betrayed. Tears is coming down already. Say, no. There was a time we were watching a Mount Zion film. Nothing! She broke up with me, it's her business. When he left the brethren, his tear duct betrayed him. Why? Because it's emotional. He got to all those, you know, I can do without her. It's not true. It was something that got to her, got to him. So the thing, I'm saying, your priestly ministry, you look at another life and you want that person's life to be better. It gets to you. That's the proper way to use your emotions. Father, that this man may see. You know, when people do us wrong and offend us and do all these kind of things and they misbehave around us, you know, we should expend that emotion of anger in prayer. Amen. Do you know one of the beautiful things about Job? Job will complain and complain and complain in prayer, but it was to God. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
Expend that emotion in prayer. Expend that thing. He said he would offer. Imagine God becomes a man. He sees the way the world is. He knows that man that he came to save will kill him. He knows. So he's saying, amen. And he's praying. Let's use our normal example. Okay, don't let's use that. See, he's praying. He just remembers, see me again, and he starts crying. God, see me. That one does not hear God. Then he says, you now remember, see me. Say, Lord, leave see me first. Stay me. Use your emotions. Not because we're not saying as from today. You now say, I heard a wonderful message in church today. They said we should be crying in prayer. You're not disturbing everybody. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the lives of men as a priest gets to you. You see that someone is living waywardly, recklessly, just living anyhow, and you just say, that's why, you just say, let me finish the thing, because I finish it in my head. You just say, it's his business. Fola can do anything she likes with her life. It's her life. It's not her life. You're a priest. Amen. Amen. You will not find the excitement of your creation until you realize that you were created to serve others. That is why people that learn and have pursued money, they will pursue money and realize that there is an emptiness. Pursuing money seems exciting, then you get it, then you realize that. Somebody was saying, pursuing money. Someone said, shut up, make it before you talk about it. You would realize, because that's how God created you. You know, Maseratis are created to run. Amen.
Amen.
All these ranges, they are created to be fine. Everybody's got purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
Should we just be funny? Victoria is created to sing. Only two people know who Victoria is in this local church. Amen.
Amen.
So, every one of us like this, we want to sing now. We will distract you. But let her get on the mic. Stresslessly. Just like Pastor Sylvester. He's got it. His ability. It's called charisma. Do you understand? It's the same way you were created to serve. Victoria, don't let them know who you are. They're just, hey, God, oh. Everybody's looking, who is Victoria? New code. Finally, we'll get there. Only me, Victoria, and a couple of people know. Amen. Praise God. You, see, you are created. You are actually created to serve. Meaning that is the best place. It is a wiring. That is why when you are greedy and self-centered, you are abusing yourself. No selfish person is happy. They are only deluded. It's not me. I'm not abusing anybody. It is just the way they were made. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Church, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Say, I
am
created to serve. So what did this man? This man said, who in the days of his flesh, verse 7, had offered up prayers. He's a minister. He is a priest. You are one too. He takes it personally. Strong crying and tears unto who was able to save him from death. See, God, Jesus was praying. He knew God could deliver him from death. He knew it. But he was concerned. Do you know, I want you to put yourself in the position of Jesus. You know you're about to die. Won't you be thinking about yourself? Stop, let's go again. And I saw it with the apostles too. Jesus comes to the apostle Peter and says, you will soon die. Do you know what apostle Peter did? He wrote 2 Peter. Amen. He said, I'm writing you so that I'm going to die. I'm writing you to let you know how you should. If they tell another person, I don't want to use the number now, you will soon die. Ah, it's cry. It will be, what did I do? Hey, where will I go? Victory, is this the last time I'm seeing you? Is this how life is? You become a philosopher. Amen. These are serious stuff because your priestly ministry is your first ministry. So it beats emotions. It's not that I like this person. I'm feeling priestly today. They're on Monday, please. Let's respect ourselves. I'm not a priest today. I'm a Jesus body. No. You're a priest. You're a priest forever. So the first ministry, and that is why we always tell you, who does you a disservice? Anyone that preaches and is centers around you. The gospel is preached to you to get you to serve other men. It might look like it's a beautiful message. Sometimes the message is being preached. People are standing. Hey, instructor, sir. Tell me, sir. Move it, sir. Bro, if it is about you, they are weakening your calling. You leave church wanting to serve, praying, Father, how do I serve better? How can I spread this light? Not God. Some say, God, what about me? That's why I say when I'm preaching, I always say, there's a path for needs. We are not saying there's no path for needs. We'll settle it by prayer, then go to the real stuff. Amen. 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 Say, I'm a doer of God's will. All right. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 2. Let us go into some practical things. I have not been as practical as I should be. 1 Peter 2. We're in verse 9. We all believe we are called out, right? To show forth the praises of him who has called us out of what? Darkness into his church. Where are you now? Marvelous light. Now, let us start looking at some characteristics of priests. Verse 15. Because of our time. Verse 15. For so is the will of God that with well-doing. You have to be there because we are getting into some funny grounds. It is the will of God that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolishness. How do we correct the misbehavior of men? Acting at their level or with well-doing? Who are you? A priest. Amen. Church, amen. We do good to put to silence. So we know that the reason you are misbehaving is because you don't know better. You know, a lot of people think that Christianity means that we are stupid. No, our love work is the wisdom of the higher life. Amen. You know, if somebody insults me now, the tendency is that I am smart to insult the person back. But Jesus says our wisdom is higher. Are you hearing me? Our wisdom is? He said, how do we do it? Listen, it's the will of God. You know, they were spitting at Jesus and shouting at him. He did not answer back. Did you notice that? He said, it is the will of God. Through well-doing, you will silence. So how far can men hit you? As far as they can, you stand. Loving on them. Can you bless them that curse you? That's the gospel. Romans 12. We're getting to practical things now. Say, my mother wasn't there for me. Welcome, priests. We pray for mommy. We bless mommy. We stand for mommy. It's not normal. Yes, you will do it with groanings. I know you have emotions, but we bless mommy. Why? Our first calling is a priest. Daddy was not there. We stand for daddy. Yeah. And they'll be wondering why. You know, there must be a difference. They must be able to say, why do you do what you do? He says it is true well-doing. We hush. We are there for men. Reliable. They can count on you. People get instructed by your behavior. And what is that calling? The calling of a priest. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Through well-doing, you put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Romans, the book of Romans. Romans 12. I want you to be there. I've not started, but I have to end. Amen. Praise God. That's the way these things are. Verse 19. Dearly beloved. Romans 12:19. Are you there now? What do you do? Avenge not yourself, but rather, anytime you're in a vengeance mission, are you in the will of God? Why? How do you know? How do you know? No, the word instructed you that we don't avenge ourselves. Amen. What else? It says, rather give place for. I want you to be, give place for. When you hear give place for rot, you'll be like, hey, no, you know what? If I do you wicked, you know, people even talk like that. If I do evil to you, amen. It says, if I do evil to you, well, my evil may not be as God's. But when God does evil to you, so I'm going to leave you to God. Is that what it's saying? No. It says, what is the, so there is something called the wrath of God. Someone say the wrath of God. It's okay, like it says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, who does vengeance? Vengeance is mine. I will repay, said the Lord. So when you read this and you don't read the next verse, you'll be like, yes, God is a venger, a God of vengeance. God will deal with you for me. Then God now shows you his vengeance. If God blesses through men and does everything through men, how will God's vengeance be? Through men. So what is God's vengeance? Say, God is a God of vengeance. You should shout, yes. Vengeance? You can't even vengeance my God out of vengeances. Permit my English. He is a king venger. Permit it. I want to destroy the way you are thinking. Yes. God is a venger. Yeah, you say, glory. My God is a God that is a God of vengeance. Then we must now describe, how does he venger in? I will enjoy you tonight. Amen. How does he do it? Is there. Verse 20. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, what do you do? So God's vengeance is through you. Thank you. Men of God, have deacons in your life. If not, you will sweat for nothing. People just be looking at you. Hey God, me the one I ordained with my own hand. You think I don't know what I'm doing? You think I'm a fool? I've been sweating for long. Everybody's looking at me. How the kings, Allah, men of God around the world. Don't say we didn't tell you. Amen. How does God operate vengeance through men? What is the vengeance of God? The difference between God and you is that you, God is not you. God's vengeance always has his purpose in mind. You know, you can get angry. Just like Jesus was walking with the Luke 9:56, read it when you have your time. Jesus was walking to a place. His ministry bodies, you know all these PA, deacons, they are walking with Jesus. And they go ahead of Jesus to a particular town. And they go to tell the whole town, the master is coming. A crusade is coming. Your life will be changed. Get away. We don't, you, your Jesus, get away from here. See? Hey? That's why we always say, the ministry must be with love. Our lives must be loved, because some people will reject you. You don't say, I was not normal before I was saved. I will remove jacket for you. No, you don't talk like that. Because you must put it in part of it that people will misbehave. So these people reject Jesus and his whole team. They looked at those people. They looked at Jesus. They said, Jesus, stay out of this one. Just permit us, because you know that you are the leader here. We can't call fire behind you, you know. Say, just permit us to call fire and burn everybody. Let's burn them up. Who do they think they are? We have fire. Because we are begging you to give your life to Christ or receive Jesus, or you think we are not, we think we don't have work to do. You think that the premiership is not on. I kill you here. Just say, do you not know the spirit ye are of? The Son of Man has not come to destroy the lives of men, but to save them. Even when they are against you, you are for them. You getting it? That's the priestly ministry. It's the priestly ministry. You will do it in the beginning as you start off with pain. with tears. Do they think I'm a fool? Who do you think I am? Yeah, but the priestly ministry is that you put that person first. You put that nation first. You put that city first. That many more will come to know the knowledge of Jesus. Can I get a believing amen?
Amen.
Amen. See, it says, if your enemy be hungry, feed him. I mean, verse 20. If he is thirsty, give him drink. In doing so, thou shalt heap up coals of fire on his head. Don't say, uh-huh. I was getting to the juicy parts. This is the territory of coals of fire. You know what the coals of fire are there? It was gotten from the Old Testament worship of the Levites, which it means you are giving the person a new perspective. Through you, the person sees a different way of operating. Then you say, if you don't understand coal of fire, don't let's disgrace ourselves here. Verse 21, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with
good.
So God's vengeance is you doing good to others, regardless of what they do to
you.
Say, I'm a priest. See, if you're not, very soon the devil will bring territorial commanders that are crazy people around your life. Because he knows she's a priest. Just bring someone that knows how to touch a button. Touch a button, 1, 2. You see they are holding Dickie now. Dickie, let me rush him. I'm not normal, no. All these things that is happening here, let's understand one another. In 1988, I know what I did. Go and ask them in Peckham. They are still suffering. The gospel. Because I just quickly said, yeah, Jesus, I accept you as my own personal savior. You think I'm stupid. Hey, Leman. No. You say, I have work to do. There is a ministry. What does the priest do? He preaches and he prays. The preacher's standing point that he never moves off is love. You push him, love. Are you crazy? Love. Anything, love. Why? That's the only thing I have. Do you understand it? You know, it's just when I was asking my wife out, I said, you are all I have. I meant it. People thought it was a line. It's not a line. It was a fact. Amen. That's all you've got. If you act any other way, you are an imposter. You are practicing who you are not. Serving a dish that is not yours. What is the vengeance of God? God's vengeance is through me. So through me, men see the vengeance of God, that God is not like man. If the vengeance of God is like the vengeance of man, it means man and God are the same. Then man does not read redemption from God, because they are the same. Amen. Church, amen. Okay, let's go back to 1 Peter 2. So we start to conclude now. You can start believing this one. 1 Peter 2. Amen. You're getting something. Someone declare, I'm a priest. Say, I'm a priest. Look at, we were in verse 15. For it is the will of God. So it's not about how you feel. It's the will of God. Through well-doing, you put to silence the ignorant. They don't know the life of God. Okay? Of foolish men. It also says in verse 16, as free. Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
So you're free from sin. You're free from the nature of sin. You have a liberty in Christ. But it says there's a way we use our freedom. So I am free. It's not the full message. Are you hearing me? If you run with I am free, very soon you say I can do anything because I am
free.
And then you get also in another ditch. Learn to stay in the middle. Learn to read the Bible in context. The moment they say I'm free, what else? Okay, look at it. I am free, but say in life, it's where you put your butt.
In life.
I want you to hear it. In life is where you put your butt. Okay, as free. Verse 16, and not using your liberty as a cloak for wickedness. But what do you use liberty to do? As servants of God. So the liberty I have is saying, I have the Spirit of God. Love lives here. I can serve you. So God made you free to serve men. So the man that is in bondage is the man that does not have the ability to serve men. Amen. So the Spirit of God, the plan of God is that God gave me ability to serve men. Amen. So ministry is what? Ability to serve men. Yeah. Everyone is a priest, meaning they have all been given abilities to Said man, what is it called? Free. So salvation is not an end in itself. You were saved to serve men. Let us follow. You know, I'm liking the home. Let's follow because we have to conclude somewhere. Amen. Amen. Are you there? Now look at it here. It now goes to verse 17 where we are going. That's the big, if I was going to be fair, that's where I'm supposed to begin. This, I just started preaching now, but I have to end. Verse 17. How many more minutes do I have, Miss B? Just let me know. 5, 10? The deacon that you ordain might be the deacon that will do you evil. This life. Another ministerial tip. Be careful. Hey! Someone said 10. Someone said 5. The deacon that I ordain, my hand said 2. in this same service. Let's conclude. Verse 17. Look around and observe. You have looked around now. Before long, you will start to smile and laugh and laugh and laugh. For you have stayed in that corner. You have frowned. You have complained. You have murmured. But a company. You are now counted among the company of men that smile, men that laugh, men that rejoice. For your perspective is changing. The Spirit of God is working upon your heart, and you are walking in the light of the truth that you have heard, said the Lord. And you look back and the changes are happening. Through you, others see the light. Through you, others know, others hear. Through you, through your same hands, through your same mouth, God reaches other men, said the Lord. And that will be laughter for you. That will be rejoicing for you. For you will now find purpose. It now makes sense to you why you're here. You've asked that question for long, and you will see, you will know, you will comprehend, and you will walk in that light of it. Because they are priests, and we priests, they are other priests. The other priests will teach the other priests how to walk in the priestly ministry. Hey, glory to God. So you know how to walk. As observing and observing, you know how to walk. As learning and learning and hearing again and again, you know how to walk. So don't put any pressure on yourself on how will I walk. The power is in association, is in society, is in community. And as you do this, you fulfill God's work, God's will, God's plan, accidentally. That's how it has always been. God's will through man. Amen. 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 All right, let us conclude now. It says in verse 17, I want you to be there. This is where I'm supposed to start off from, but this is where I'm ending. Verse 17, what does it say? What do priests do? Honor. No. What do priests do? Honor. Church, what do priests do? Because this is what I want you to leave church with, because we are going to be breaking down the priestly ministry. Honor. You know the word? Honor is the Greek word timao. T-I-M-A-O. It means to value, to esteem. Amen. There is a value. See, if you don't place value on humanity, you may not be able to serve them without complaining. The honor that we have for men is our recognition. Digging to it. You are needed. Amen. The honor that we have for men is our recognition that these ones were saved by Christ. That these ones, they are God's own. The honor we have for men comes from the fact that we recognize that these ones, they are our brothers. Hebrews 2:11. We're almost there. Hebrews 2 verse 11. We're going to dig into honor. Hebrews 2. Who are you that I'm concerned about your life? Hebrews 2 verse 11. Honor all men. Why? Are you in verse 11? I want you to be in verse 11. For both. Are you there? For both he that what? Sanctifieth. Who is the sanctifier that sanctifieth? Who is he? You can't miss it. Who is the person that sanctifies? In this church, most likely, apart from Fola, is most likely Jesus. Amen. for both he that sanctifieth. So Jesus sets us apart. And they who are sanctified. Who are the sanctified ones? Sanctified means we are the ones that are set apart. So he says, both he that sanctifieth and they that are sanctified. Who are they? They are all
one.
Church, they are all one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call us brethren. Have you ever been around people that they are ashamed to identify with you? Amen. Someone said no. They can wrong example. Who is on that one? Have you ever been around people you are ashamed to identify with?
Yes.
See, I'm intelligent. I know. Amen. I will change it. Amen. Praise God. You don't want to say people can identify with you. Yeah. So I changed it for you. Yeah. Jesus. You know Jesus knows everything about you. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your strengths. Jesus has done a SWOT analysis on you. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. He knows there are things that Temi can do that will shiver the earth. But he will say, you know what? Temi is my own. Amen. He brags on her. Temi is my brother. When you hear Jesus speak about Temi, he's not that stupid one. She was, see, I have revelation knowledge. I know Temi. Next week Wednesday, she'll mess up. No. He speaks of Temi with pride. He speaks of Temi. That's my bro. You know the way bro does do their bros? You know this bro code. You meet a guy, you give him a high five. You know the way I was doing with Sylvester, Pastor Sylvester? My guy, my very guy. That's Jesus on you. It's not that he's doing well. Stay there. You want to just hug me like that? You don't honor me. The only one. Well, stop it. He's proud. He's the king hailer. Is the one hailing you. This guy is my bro. Are you not ashamed of him? No, by the resurrection. Tell me. Isaiah was trying to say it. He said, the apple of my eyes. Ask Fola. You touch an apple, she'll close it. Automatically. If you think I'm joking, ask Temi. Two of them, they are like that. Are your lies like that too? You try to touch, she'll close it. How about the eyelashes? No, it is still close. The apple of my eyes. Meaning, why is she closing the eyes? She is trained by reflexes. Are you getting what I'm saying? Reflexes to protect. She anything that will affect those eyes. She's always, the apple of my eyes. Amen. God tries to help you see that, oh my God, you are actually important to me. Have you ever seen anybody that has eyes without apple of the eye? Look at that. When Isaiah will be talking, you know, you see Revelation, Isaiah is a prophet. He's trying to explain how God loves the church. He said, these people are engraved on the palms of my hands. The love is real. Why? The resurrection has done something for us. It doesn't change God's mind. It changes your mind to help you see how God actually sees you. That God that people have said is angry, he's mad. Because God knows that you change as you fellowship with him. You don't change by running from him. So in the midst of wrongs, he's still saying, I'm here. I'm not ashamed. Don't you know everything I've done? We both know. He meets a woman as we conclude. By the well, four husbands. The world is talking. Four husbands. How did you manage it? One, wedding two, wedding three. You even did bridal shower three times. You didn't think about that. Wedding four, you still call people to do bridal shower. It still failed. This time, you say, I no longer believe in marriage. You know those kind of people? Don't meet them on Instagram. I don't believe in marriage. Yeah, because four. Now says, the one that you are living with, the one she's living with now, she said, you know what? I just do partner. I don't do marriage anymore. I just do partner. Yeah. Jesus meets that one. And you have taught Jesus who bring up. I am talking to you about the lens of Christ that makes you a minister. Everybody say, can you not see? Oh, you say, I see a minister. I see him. This one will be a minister. Jesus says, I want to let you know I know your flaw. So where is your husband? He said, I don't have any husband. Say, yeah, you are correct. The one you are living with is now you know your husband. The next word, he says, I want to give you eternal life. I'm trying to let you know that, see, I'm a priest. I'm here to serve you. It's the same thing with Rahab. Rahab in Jericho. You will have thought that a professional, you know, this one is registered with the borough. Rahab is registered with the borough as a professional prostitute. They know her. People, this one pays tax. Go there. Yeah, that was Rahab in her town. Everybody knew her. You will have thought God will come to Rahab, hey, and say, no, 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 no. We are saving. We are saviors. We save. But it's not your type. You are a registered prostitute. You don't even have the fear of God. You went to the local government to register your trade. God says, oh, I came here for you. Not just you, Rahab. Everybody that will believe. The life of a minister. The life of a priest. That man, Jesus. That man, you say, where is that Jesus today? He lives in you. You are his vengeance. You are his mercy. You are his love. If God will be seen as honorable, it's because you stand up and do the things he puts in your heart. You will see next week as we talk about that life of honor, that life of reverence, how you see men with another perspective. It is this perspective that makes you take them into prayer. It's this perspective that makes you know by revelation. God will give you revelation about the things that people are struggling for or with. It's not for gossip. It's not for gossip. It's to strengthen that brethren. Amen. Amen. It's not to take the mic, right? Do it like that. Don't take it like that. There are some people here, with all the things that you do, we know your name. But you can't even pay your accommodation. No. We pray. We bless. If you want to laugh, let's rise upon our feet. Amen. Hallelujah.